Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are joined by Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. Mayor Peterman, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank you for always having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always fun getting to talk to the community like this. So we're talking a lot of open houses today, so I think a good place to start is by looking back at the last one you had about the Brownsfield grant. How did that go, and what kind of feedback were you getting from the community?
That went really well. We had great attendance. It has to do with revamping the auditorium, what they'd like to see the community in the way of activating the building. It really was a wonderful event. Sounds like people want to expand the library and do some great things. So we should have that study back in our hands in March, which can be our playbook for finding funding to make those things happen.
And, you know, that's always good, getting that community feedback. I really like what's going on in Helper, especially when it comes to community feedback. And what we're talking mainly about today is no different, because you guys are doing a study with UDOT about a trail to connect Price and Helper. And you guys are hosting an open house on March 4th from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Helper Auditorium. Is that correct?
That is. And it's a come and go. We really want to invite or encourage all the citizens who are interested in that type of trail. UDOT has mapped out three possibilities, but other people, they are open to other ideas if people bring them forth. So we really are encouraging everyone to come out and make their voice heard.
And so when we're talking a trail that's connecting Helper to Price, are we talking walking trail, biking trail? What kind of trail are we looking at?
So it would be walking and biking. It would be non-motorized. So that's important to say. And there are some challenges there connecting us, you know, smaller roads, the obviously Highway 6. But they have come up with some alternatives. And again, people may have new or different ideas we haven't entertained, but they can at least share the three concepts they've come up with to date. And then maybe we can focus in on one. And again, it comes down to funding. So being able to identify which route and then going after funding to make it happen.
Now, as the mayor of Helper, what benefit are you seeing from this potential trail for the citizens of Helper and Carbon County as a whole?
Well, I think it's a health benefit. I'm a cyclist, and I don't road cycle because I frankly don't feel safe enough to road cycle. If this route were to go in and connect those different trails, we would probably have a good, you know, 10-mile trail, which people could bike and bike back, hiking or walking, strolling with their kids, their dogs, all of that. And not only the health benefit, but the mental health benefit of just getting out and doing something recreationally. It'll just be another avenue. And connecting our communities has been something I know I have felt strongly about.
And that's something that I know just as a county people want to see more of, is those interconnected communities. So I think this is a good way to help bridge that gap. I mean, it's also going to help show off those beautiful landscapes that we see in between Helper and Price.
Right. It's gorgeous here. And, you know, people are visiting the area more frequently. And it's just another avenue to connect us and to have people, you know, move between our cities and enjoy all the amenities that we have.
Now, the meeting is coming up again on March 4th from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Helper Auditorium. Have you gotten any public feedback leading up to it, though? What are you hearing in general from the community so far?
People are super excited. They, you know, comments have ranged from, wow, I've been waiting for this to happen, to just really, it feels like the community is super excited to connect us. And, you know, that's really nice to see that they are positive and want to engage and think it's a great idea.
You know, I always love seeing civic engagement going on just in Carbon, Emery County, the Castle Country area as a whole. It's fun when the citizens get out and help share their opinions, because you can probably attest to this. It's hard to be a leader. It's hard to be a mayor if you can't have and represent your constituents, if you don't have your constituents' voice telling you the direction they want you to go.
Right. I mean, that really is a critical component. And I always like to tell people, when they ask what I'm doing, my typical response is, I'm doing what you've asked me to. So your leaders should be responding to you in that vein. So I certainly try to. So.
You know, I really like seeing government run like this. It's fun getting the community involved, seeing the leaders listen, and it really shows how we can run efficiently. Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, just hope to see you March 4th. UDOT will be running this event, this open house, and everyone is welcome.
Well, Mayor Peterman, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Mayor Lanise Peterman. We were talking about the upcoming open house to discuss a trail connecting Price and Helper. That's going to be on March 4th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Helper Auditorium. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.